not any good anymore, but because he realizes I'm closing a chapter in my life, but I'm not doing it for selfish reasons. I'm doing it because I need to be more present and more reliable than ever as a father, as a man, and as someone in which that people look up to. That is growth. And with all of that being said, it is now the top of the hour. Time for the station identification. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio.
The goal, let's get it on. Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack
capsules. Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Last year, when he retired for those few days, it really never felt real. As much as we covered it and as much as he put together the essay and people in the know and everyone that was close to him said, you know, this is it. It just didn't. This feels as real as it's ever been. And you take a look back at his life, professionally and personally, in the last year, and it seemed like it was an uphill battle. It was a challenge. Our Jeff Darlington did an incredible essay about this over the weekend and basically said everybody needs to just give Tom Brady some space right now as he tries to gather his emotions and thoughts and figure out what he wants to do next with his personal life being very difficult and challenging. As we've seen, he lost weight this last year. These are all little nuggets that Jeff had reported, and just really emphasizing how hard this year was. And I'm sure this year did not go the way he thought this was going to play out when he decided to come out of retirement to give it another go. And we know how difficult this has been. When we watched Man in the Arena, you and I discussed this a bunch of times. The emotion that he shared, the transparency about how the demons that he fights in his head that he was hoping not to pass on to his children, the passion he has, and that this was something that has made him great, but also became the worst thing for him in the same way. So that video, I've seen a lot of retirement videos over the last few years, especially with social media. That one will be the most memorable one I think I'll ever see.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making the show part of your Wednesday morning. As so much has happened this morning that I haven't even had time to talk about the big change to the Shukri Wright Show. And that is, beginning today, I mean, obviously the show started, whoo! Congratulations, smartass. Get your head out of where the sun don't shine. The Shukri Wright Show is now airing Wednesday mornings, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. live here at 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Should have talked about that, but there was a lot going on this morning, and for obvious reasons, didn't get the chance to really just spend a few moments on that. So that is the big change that started today. This week is the first full week of the new schedule for the spring. So that is the new time slot every Wednesday mornings, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, we can now go back to what's actually important. Tom Brady, retiring. Yes, I know there are other things going on in the world of sports. I'm very much well aware. But sometimes in sports, what tends to happen is that we tend to lose the human element aspect of it. We tend to lose the human element of pain, struggle. We oftentimes like to paint this mere image of professional athletes as these robots and superhuman individuals that can overcome anything and everything that life throws at them. That's not always the case. We have seen throughout professional sports how athletes rise and fall. Unfortunately, athletes, male or female, they're not, you know, immune to life. They're not immune to life struggles. That's why I played that clip. By the way, that was of Diana Russini of ESPN on Get Up this morning. That I thought that was so freaking telling for a variety of reasons. First reason, that was as real as it's ever been. You saw the rawness, or you heard the rawness in Tom Brady's voice when he announced his retirement on that social media video. I played that clip a number of times on the show already. Like, there was something different. And you heard it in that clip where Russini was talking about, and I think she really did a phenomenal job of really going into depth as to the pain and everything that Tom Brady went through this year. And again, and I say this as someone who, one, I've never been married yet, but I do plan to get married one day. And I pray that I never, ever, ever have to go through divorce. And as a son of parents, amazing, loving, supporting parents who went through that, I know firsthand how painful that can be. So Tom Brady going through divorce this past season, yeah, I'm pretty damn sure that has a lot to do with his decision. Because he realizes he's not going to be able to see his kids every single day. And any parent that's listening to this show that has kids or has adopted kids, understand that your priorities in life change when they are in the picture. Everything becomes about them. Football became secondary to Tom Brady. You could see it and hear it, even in the way that he would show up to press conferences, even in the way that he would show up each and every day. You just picked up, by the time we got to October, you picked up the fact that this was not Tom Brady. That was undeniable, undisputed, and unequivocally a fact that that wasn't the Tom Brady that you're used to seeing. The moment that he came out and said in that press conference, bleep happens, that's when you knew, oh, crap, this is real. This is absolutely real. So as much as I can and probably will talk about his legacy, because we all know it by now, 7 Super Bowls, 5-time Super Bowl MVP, 3-time league MVP, all that fun stuff. That really plays a back burner in regards to what he had to deal with in the last calendar year. And you know what's truly an amazing coincidence, or is it? Or was this purposely and willfully planned? Remember a year ago, ladies and gentlemen, that Tom Brady came out and said, well, not came out, but someone leaked that information out that he was retiring, and Tom Brady came out and made this elaborate social media post about how he was retiring. He was taking his teammates in Tampa Bay, and people were pissed off that he didn't thank the New England Patriots organization and the fans here in New England, all that fun stuff. Yeah, I remember all those things. Life can change in a year. A lot can happen in a calendar year. Tom Brady is no different. There is a reason why that clip, and I'm sure that clip is going to be talked about for a very long time to come. Not because of his accomplishments. Not because of the fact that, oh, he's Tom Brady. You saw and heard a human being go through something traumatic. And that you're realizing he just may not be okay. Money doesn't mask the fact that you have human emotions, human weaknesses, and human-like struggles. So, ladies and gentlemen, destroy that whole notion in your head right here and right now that Tom Brady was somehow immune to all of those things. Because that couldn't be more farther from the truth. I'm fired up this morning. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. As listen, it's February 1st. A lot is going on right now. The Super Bowl is coming up. We haven't even talked about NFL Championship Weekend yet. And we will, by the way. But man, there's something about this news this morning and seeing the comments on my social media already that has got me fired up. That has got me really annoyed. That's got me ticked off. Because for all you social media warriors out there, I challenge you, and I don't mean this in a condescending way, but I'm not sorry for what I'm about to say, really. I challenge you to go through what he went through the past year. And you tell me whether you'd be okay at the end of it all. I'm talking about everything. Getting ready for the NFL season. Dealing with divorce during the NFL season. Seeing your now ex-wife with another man. Not being able to see your kids every day. Not having to worry about when am I going to be able to see my kids. You go through that over the course of the past year or any calendar year. And you tell me that on the other side of it. And, oh, by the way, you still got to play 17 regular season games plus one postseason game, 18 games in total. You tell me that you'd be okay. Go ahead. I'll wait. I don't think you could. So this is much more than Brady retiring. This is Brady literally saying, give me my freaking space, back the hell up, because you all – the world, the media, is suffocating me right now. I can't breathe. That's what this is. You want to understand why I'm so goddamn freaking fired up about this matter? Because when you can't breathe and you can't function, you can't operate at an optimal level. You can't operate when you're not right. Many of you know that just a little more than a week ago, I lost my cousin. When I tell you that thing really screwed me up, that thing screws with you. When you go through anything traumatic like that, you need time. You need space. You need your energy to get yourself right. Because without that, you are not yourself. You are no good to nobody. You are no good to yourself. You are no good to anybody that needs you and depends on you for whatever that is. So frankly, nobody is immune to life. No one is immune to going through struggles and having to go through a whole war of a minefield and was that he had to go through. You let me know how you feel by the end of the year, and you go through what he went through. So sick and damn tired of people pretending on social media about, well, oh, he has so much money. Well, he has so much of this and so much of that. Well, he should be fine. You think money masks the fact that he may not be able to see his kids as often as he wishes because, oh, by the way, women control that aspect of the divorce in the courts. How many of you forget about that aspect? Got me fired up this morning. On that note, I might as well just take a damn break because I need to collect myself. I need to get my emotions in order. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the atrocious weekend that was in the NFL Championship Weekend. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you, you stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right, as he goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame, past his defense without granting.
Yeah. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a catnap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is! How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Last year, when he retired for those few days, it really never felt real. As much as we covered it and as much as he put together the essay and people in the know and everyone that was close to him said, yeah, no, this is it. It just didn't. This feels as real as it's ever been. And you take a look back at his life professionally and personally in the last year, and it seemed like it was an uphill battle. It was a challenge. Our Jeff Darlington did an incredible essay about this over the weekend and basically said everybody needs to just give Tom Brady some space, right?
Welcome back to the Shukri Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tuss Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Phone lines are open and the number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show as I'm here with you live until 11 a.m. Now, every Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., new day, new time slot. So if you're listening to the show, I appreciate you. As always, I appreciate you just listening, even if it's just for 10 minutes. Either way, I appreciate my fans that are out there, and I know there's quite a few of them. As I continue to get better and to return back to my full self, whatever that may be, or anything like that. So, in the meanwhile, like, the big story again this morning has been Tom Brady. In case if you're just somehow crawling out of the rock or you don't have social media or you, like, just haven't heard the news, Tom Brady posted on his social media channels, I am retiring for good. And it is something that is rather pretty surreal, to say the least, and that's probably putting it mildly. So this is what it sounded like.
I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So I really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
That's what it sounded like this morning when Tom Brady posted it on his social media channels around 8:12 this morning on Twitter. So, with all of that being said, I know quite a few people that are still trying to process this news and information, and they're like, yeah, he's coming back, but He's done. He's truly done for sure. But Championship Sunday was just a few days ago. That was interesting. That's probably putting it really mildly. I mean, if we're going to be completely honest and transparent with ourselves, we can all admit that Championship Sunday was disappointing. It was actually heartbreaking. And no, not because the Cincinnati Bengals lost in overtime. Not overtime, but at the end of the fourth quarter with that winning field goal by Harrison Butker at the end of the game. No. Because the officiating was so damn bad. That's why. Like, are you kidding me? Like, Championship Sunday is supposed to be decided on the field, not have the imprints or the fingerprints of the NFL officials in these games. And that's not okay. I'm not okay with it. Like, listen, these are the final four teams left in the NFL playoffs. The final four teams remaining. I expect the players to duke it out, fight for every inch, for every yard, for every possession that they get in the games without the referee saying, "Woohoo! Look at me! I'm here! Hoo-hoo!" Like, stay the hell out the game. I didn't turn into the AFC title game to see that referee who absolutely got, I mean, God, he was absolutely brutal. Absolutely freaking brutal. I didn't turn into the NFC title game to see referees wanting to be the center of attention. You know what referees and umpires have in common whenever they try to, like, insert themselves into games? They are, like, the one individual who is lacking attention. So they decide that, you know what, we are going to yell up in a crowded theater and say, "Look at me! Look at me! I am the one! I am the king! Let me just whip out the schlong penis. Like, look at me and streak across the field because it's about me, damn it! It's about me!" Like, that's exactly what they remind me of. They remind me of people that somehow turn something that had nothing to do with them and make it about themselves. It drives me nuts. And seriously, from my lips to God's ears, please do not let Super Bowl 57 be headlined by the refs who made an ill-fated call. That wasn't a catch. Or pass interference. Remember that ill-fated pass interference call in the Rams and Saints NFC title game in 2018? Yeah, I'm sure Saints fans don't want to be reminded of that. But you get my point. You get my point. And my point is the fact that referees found a way to ruin what was supposed to be a pretty darn good Sunday. I mean, the NFC title game was pretty much over by the time you started the third quarter. I mean, it was. Once Brock Purdy went down with the injury, that was the end of story. That was the end of it. There was nothing that Josh Johnson, the journeyman quarterback, was going to be able to do. He was not going to come in and try to be the Mariano Rivera and save the game and save the day for the San Francisco 49ers. It wasn't going to happen. No matter how hard he tried, the Eagles pass rush tried harder. They weren't going anywhere. In fact, it got so bad that they basically knocked him on his ass repeatedly. And by the end of it, the Eagles pass rush, which is pretty damn impressive all the way through and through, they had Trent Williams reenacting the Waffle House brawl on a football field. That's how bad it was. Like, if you haven't seen the Waffle House brawl where that lady who was working by the grill basically catches a chair in mid-flight, go watch it on TikTok or YouTube or wherever you watch your social media videos and whatnot. just go watch it. You know what? You'll learn very quickly what I'm talking about. Except Trent Williams decided that it was going to be pretty appropriate to throw down a defender on the ground because he didn't get his lollipop or because he got rejected at the club the night before, so he thought he can just throw down another grown man on the ground and say, I own you now, sucker. It didn't work. It didn't work. But by the time that all happened, I'm looking at him like, you bleeping moron. You are stupid. You just made a bad situation even worse. Congratulations. But he's passionate. Passionate and costing his team with stupid penalties. And that was the reoccurring theme on Sunday in the NFC title game between the Eagles and Niners. Niners, the number one thing I will look at is the penalties. The stupid penalties, the costly ones. Yeah, the ticky-tack ones were annoying as hell to see. And oh, by the way, the non-calls as well. Ooh. Don't even get me started about the non-calls. Or should I say Kyle Shanahan, for some reason, just can't get out of his own way. You know what Kyle Shanahan truly reminds me of? Kyle Shanahan reminds me of the guy who, whenever he goes to confront his bully, he can't beat his bully. The bully punks him and pushes him into the locker and puts his finger in his face and says, you are no good. You're my little punk, you little wuss. Kyle Shanahan's punk, or should I say bully, is big moments in championship games. If you don't believe me, just go back to Sunday's game. Go back to Super Bowl 54. Let me know how that went. Go back even before that, Super Bowl 51, when he was the offensive coordinator with the Atlanta Falcons. Remember that? Kyle Shanahan cannot coach in the big games. He's a good coach. He's got the Niners to 3 out of the last 4 NFC championship games. Great. But this has got to now back the question, and that is, why is it that whenever he gets to the championship game, he absolutely craps his pants? It's as if championship glory runs away from Shanahan because he knows he's got a pile of crap in the back of his ass. That's basically what it is. I mean, I can't explain it for the life of me. Now, what I can't explain for the life of me, as far as the AFC Championship game is concerned, I thought the game was entertaining, but to an extent. I thought that Patrick Mahomes has got some serious balls. I like the guy a lot. I mean, the man played with a high ankle sprain that was pretty bad, and by the end of it, he was basically like limping. Like, you would have thought that he was Forrest Gump breaking out of that leg brace, like breaking out of that quote-unquote shackle, so to speak. That's how bad it was. I mean, kudos to the guy for playing through that injury. I mean, it was not easy. It was rather tough. And then, oh, by the way, special mention, Travis Kelce, that big mouth son of a gun that just doesn't know when to shut up. I mean, him basically going off into the mic of Jim Nantz during the AFC Championship post-game celebration at Arrowhead Stadium was stuff of legend.
This beautiful trophy. Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You know what's interesting? Life has a way of making you eat your words. I mean, it does. It really does. Because I got news for you, Travis Kelce. That Eagle defense that you're about to face in about 11 days, they're going to make you shut your mouth and eat that pie, you jabroni. I mean, seriously. Like, who does this guy think he is?
Shut your mouth, you jabroni! Roland, shut your mouth, you jabroni!
That's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs come the Super Bowl. Like, I'm going to need you to say that one more time for me again, Travis, please. Because, louder for the people in the back, please.
Shut your mouth, you jabroni!
Because I need you to understand that the Eagles are going to make you shut your mouth. See, cockiness doesn't necessarily win. It doesn't do you any benefit. In fact, we've seen time and time again that more times than not, it comes back and bites you, especially when you least expect it. That's why it is important that you
roll and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
I mean, it's easy to say that when you're, you know, high on emotion, you're feeling yourself. Yeah. I got the big cojones here. My cojones is bigger than anybody else's. Woo! But sometimes I genuinely wonder, does he think before he talk?
Roll and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
I don't think he does. I don't think he knows how to shut his mouth, you jabroni. I mean, Super Bowl Sunday will be really telling. I'm pretty sure it will be. So the number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. We got a couple of segments left in the show, but we're going to take a break now. And coming up next, this is going to be one Super Bowl party that I am not going to forget. Because I'm pretty sure by the end of Super Bowl Sunday, it is going to be food coma all across the United States of America. Wait till you hear why on the next segment of the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.
I'm going to let you in on a little...
Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. I've got to be honest with you, like, I am obsessed with that song by Coldplay, Clocks. Like, I don't know what it is about that song that just gets me in a mood. Like, it gets me in one of those moods where, like, you're calm, but you're fired up. Like, you're just ready to just go. Basically, that's basically what that is. And when I tell you, when I tell you that whenever that song comes on, it's like, ah, let's go! That's kind of like where I am right now. Like, I feel like I got, like, a second wind of energy. Like, I feel like the first show, I was like, you know, kind of breaking the cowwebs a little bit, you know, being back in studio doing the show live and everything like that. But now it's like I'm back in my element. I'm back to doing what I do best. But then yet again, I admit something did absolutely freaking change. Like, I'm going to, like, just unleash my personality. I think part of it is, and I had a conversation with some people a few days ago that really was eye-opening, that really taught me some things about radio. And that is, like, you can't be afraid to just show your personality. Like, yeah, it's one thing that you're knowledgeable about what you're talking about, because obviously, because if you're not, you need to get the hell off and go do your research. But show them that you're wild, that you're crazy, you're funny, that you can be entertaining, like, that aspect. Because it's supposed to be fun. And that's exactly why I'm from here on out, I'm just like, you know what? Have fun. Laugh. Laugh at yourself. Create moments during the show in which that you can be able to look back and just say to yourself, okay, that was actually pretty funny. Create moments in your life during the day that you're like, oh my God, that was actually hilarious. Or create ideas in your mind where you're like, you know what? That was funny. So one of those funny thoughts that came to mind, that following the AFC Championship game, I realized in all seriousness that this could be the greatest Super Bowl of all time. Not because of the game itself, but because it's going to be the battle of two of the best damn cities for food in America. Think about it. I'm pretty sure by the end of Super Bowl Sunday specifically, that people across America are going to be passed out, not because of alcohol, not because of wine, but because they ate so damn much. Let's face it, Philadelphia is the ultimate city for Philly cheesesteaks. Anybody that ever goes to Philadelphia, I tell them, do not go to Pat's and Geno's. They're tourist traps. They're there for people that don't know any better. I know because I lived in Philadelphia once upon a time. I know because my beloved mother's Philly is her place. It's her home. I still have an emotional attachment to that city because of her. But Philly cheesesteaks, oh yeah. Some of the best there is. It's the city of Philly cheesesteaks. That's what they're known for. Pat's and Geno's ain't it. But I'm going to tell you what it is, though. It's Kibibbles. D'Alessandro's. Jim Steaks. And if you're Muslim and you into the heavy halal food scene in Philadelphia, ooh, Saad's is another one. Let me tell you something, folks. It's going to come down to who has the best damn Philly cheesesteaks. To hell with, I know pizza is a thing. Wings is a thing. I mean, that's the traditional Super Bowl party. Yeah, sure, definitely. Make no freaking mistake about it. But let me tell you something. It ain't going to be the only thing on the menu. See, Kansas City, and me being a foodie and a food man that I am, I mean, goodness grief. I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, dude, your body tells you you love food way too much. Like, I love barbecue. I am a sucker for barbecue. Kansas City is the ultimate barbecue city in the United States, period. Like, you go to Kansas City, you go there for food. What are you going there for? Barbecue. Ribs. I'm a big fan of beef ribs. I don't eat pork because I'm Muslim. But beef ribs. You know damn well that if you've ever had beef ribs in your life, you know how good it is. And I'm just salivating at the seams of my mouth because I'm thinking about it. So imagine the Super Bowl parties on Super Bowl Sunday. You're going to have your Philly cheesesteaks. I mean, hopefully they're actually the really good ones and not the ones that are just there just to waste your time or to just take up space. And then you're also going to have your barbecue, your barbecue chicken, your ribs, and those that eat pork, like pork chops or whatever. I'm a big fan of brisket. Oh, brisket is so good. Okay, I'm going to make myself hungry. And I probably made you hungry anyway. I mean, the Super Bowl is not for another 11 days. So, I mean, you got time to decide as to what you want to do. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to step aside for the final break of the show. You're listening to the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Like, I mean, my goodness. I thought that would be the button, but what was I doing? What on earth was I doing? See what I was talking about? How you got to create funny moments like that? That was it right there. Like, I clearly thought that I had it all figured out, but nope. But at any rate, time for break. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Cause you light up the path. Stars. I wanna die in your arms.
get lighter the more it gets dark. I'm gonna give you my heart. Oh.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, touch-free from radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn radio app and globally on WMFO. Just got a couple more minutes left. So I figured that jump in now and allow my next host after me to preview his show coming up next, which is Dance Music Express every Wednesday morning from 11 a.m. to noon Eastern. What's up, my man? Preview show. What do you got going today?
Good morning. I'm telling you right now, you do a great job. Unbelievable.
Stop it.
I'm like,
thank you.
I'm like shocked. This is going to be great because you know what we're going to do? You're going to get everybody fired up, and I'm going to get them to a dance set, and they're going to be out there walking around doing the pre-time noon workout.
I mean, it's a perfect day to go out for a walk and everything else. So it's like, I mean, why not?
Yeah, it's cold out, but I'll tell you, I was coming in with a lot of traffic, but it was cold coming in. But you're right, get them out there. We got to get them out there. You get them fired up. I was so fired up in that office over there. I'm like, what? And I don't know nothing about sports, all right? Do I look like I do?
I mean, looks are deceiving. So, I mean, so that goes without saying. But your show is coming up in about 90 seconds. So,
oh, wow.
So, like, yeah, you're coming up very quickly. So I will say this, though, to wrap up the show. Man, Friday, please stay home. I mean, I know some of you crazy wagons out there are going to go out there and do whatever you're going to do. But Friday's temperatures, I don't know if you saw it, are going to be, like, deadly.
I know.
Deadly cold. Like, -5. So, listen, I know I'm one that likes to walk around no matter what, but Friday, I'm like, nah, I'm going to find a way to actually do what I got to do from home. Like, I'm like, listen, I will fake a cough. Like, I will fake a sneeze, whatever I got to do just to stay home and not have to go to work, like, or go work in the office. But anyway, your show is coming up in about 45 seconds, so I want to sign off the air now. This
All
is Shukri
right.
Wright saying peace out. Talk to you again. Who knows? But next week is the regular slot of the Shukri Wright Show from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Coming up next, it is going to be Dance Music Express. Enjoy the show, everybody. Enjoy your Wednesday. Stay classy.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And don't forget, tune in every Wednesday, 9 to 11, for the sports update with my good friend Shuki. Hey, while you're still here, why don't you throw a couple of songs on? All right. WMFO 91.5, Medford, Boston. DJD, Dance Music Express.